All right, hi everybody. Welcome to another episode of O365A. Today's podcast is going to be about the new Teams and Skype Business admin portal. So I'm going to ask Curtis to lead us out.
Thanks, Habib. So yeah, back at Ignite, I think it was the first time we heard about this, Microsoft announced plans to release a new admin center in Office 365. In the admin center will be used to manage Teams, but it'll also be used to manage Skype for Business online also. So it's going to be a unified management experience, new admin center. And since then, Microsoft has been off delivering on their plans. And recently, just last week, they released more details publicly. There's a good document available, actually, called Manage Teams during the transition to the new Microsoft Teams and Skype for Business Admin Center. And it details sort of what's going on, what to expect, and net-net soon, mid-March, and we're getting to the end of March, so it should appear in a tenant, in one of your tenants shortly, this new admin center will be available. And it's going to be a transition process. So there, it looks, reading the document, there's two major focuses in the short term. One is to bring in the Teams management settings that are currently under the Teams app settings in the Office 365 admin portal, get those into the new portal, and then also lighting up some new Teams management features. There's some new policies that can be managed in the new admin center. Some federation settings, some basic user management, and audio conferencing. So basically what's going to happen is they're going to keep evolving this portal, and eventually, at some unknown date, they'll get to a point where if you need to do anything with Skype for Business online or Teams, this will be the place where you do it.
Awesome. And so, Dino, maybe you can explain, what the... what's going to happen with the current Skype for Business portal, admin portal?
Yeah, so I mean, as much as a lot of us are, you know, this portal is a bit tired, it's a desperate need of an upgrade. So as much as we'd like to see it go away in lieu of this nice new shiny admin center, I think we're going to obviously see it sticking around for the near term for sure, because it's going to take a while for these features to all appear in the new modern portals. So I would expect that we, the Skype Admin Center will still be there and be there for a while, and until all the features are ported over into the new Teams and Skype Admin Center, then expect to see both. And along with that is, of course, we're doing a lot of stuff in PowerShell. Those PowerShell commandlets that we all know and love will continue to be there, until such a time, that there's parity, with PowerShell and Teams so that we can do the same thing. So I think I would expect that there's going to be more announced around that as well. But in the meantime, I expect to see both portals available so that we can continue to do the things, we need to do. And as announcements are made and as features are cut over, we can start using the other portal more and more. But expect to have both side by each for now, so no need to worry that the portal's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah. And I guess, Mike, what maybe you can sort of give us a explanation or your take on what the current policies are like versus sort of what the policies that are planned coming.
Yeah, so like Curtis alluded to earlier, right now all the Teams settings are really stuffed under the services and add-ons in the main Office 365 Admin Center. And so for most of the functionality, you have an on-off switch at the tenant level. You do have a few settings where you can enable Teams or disable Teams based on a license SKU or a group of licenses. But there's going to be a fundamental shift on policies. So as this gets transitioned to the new admin center, which is quite a mouthful to say, Microsoft Teams and Skype for Business Admin Center. I'm not sure what the acronym is going to be for that, but the policies are now going to be able to sign these policies at the user level or by groups of users. So The license or the pulses you have today will be migrated over, but you won't be able to edit those. So going forward, you'll need to now apply a policy to groups of users versus licensing. Microsoft's shifting that license managing of the functionality back into the main admin center. So if you're going to turn on functionality or features, it's still under the normal licensing aspect. Same with the Office 365 groups. There are some settings in the Teams Teams add-on settings that you could dictate Office 365 group interaction. That's going to be kind of pulled back into Office 365 groups. So the big thing is those policies are going to kind of fundamentally shift. Some of the stuff is still at the tenant level, so things like cloud storage, so Dropbox, Box, Google Storage, those things are still turned on and off at the tenant level. I would like to see that. I would like to see every setting at a user level, you know. And then you get, you know, you can do those ethical wall type stuff. You can, you know, turn on federation at the user level. But at this point, you know, we're kind of just seeing that transition plan from the old method to kind of the new. Out of the gate, you get, you know, the interop policy. You're going to have the guest messaging. You're going to have federation settings, which is only going to apply to Skype for Business Online at this point, although it is a roadmap feature for Teams. You'll have user management, audio conferencing, like Curtis mentioned. But in the next few months, we'll see that grow. So we'll start to see like the general settings, the email integration, the cloud storage, like I mentioned, calls and meetings and messaging. And then later on, you'll see, you know, the move from the group stuff back into the admin center.
Yeah, so I guess in addition, from my perspective, just digging a bit deeper into the policies, you know, being able to, right, because right now, you know, as everybody has said, that everything is sort of really more done on the tenant level or within the team level itself. There's nothing that's really designed from the, I guess, management policy level perspective. So there's a few, obviously, as Mike mentioned, there's new policies that are coming out from a meeting perspective. Just like in Skype for Business, you can assign a conferencing policy, a user policy, you know, a client policy. There's different policies that you can have to manage the client and the user experience of what they can or cannot do. So they're definitely bringing all that functionality into the Teams environment by enabling you to create new Teams meeting policies or messaging policies from that perspective too. And one of the interesting things too is now because we have guest access, so we have external users collaborating within our environment or our team, you know, we want to be able to specify or have some policies against them. They, you know, we don't want them to have explicitly the same access as everybody else does, you know, as a full-time employee or such, right? So the guest messaging policy is pretty interesting because now you can set specific policies on what the guest access user can still do. So whether they can use the GIFIs or, you know, what their moderation for their, you know, they're using from when they're typing their messages and stuff like that, if it's explicit or completely allowed. So that I think is pretty a pretty interesting policy that's coming out. And that's not to say that, you know, that's where all the management is done. It's all done by policies. Guest access is still managed and configured on the team or in Office 365 groups or SharePoint or OneDrive. That still is going to stay. There's not going to be any differentiator with how a external guest access user connects into the environment. So everything is stored still in Azure AD and managed in their specific application.
Cool. One other thing I'll mention if people are confused about, hey, where do I go now to manage a certain feature? In that document that Microsoft released with the very long name, Manage Teams during transition to the new Microsoft Teams and Skype for Business Admin Center. There is, near the bottom of the document, there's a nice chart which shows where to go, which admin center to go to manage a specific feature. And, you know, the gist of it is anything voice related today, like audio conferencing, calling plans, phone system, phone number management, still manage that out of the Skype for Business Admin Center. And you heard it here first. I have a new name. TaskBac, Teams, and Skype for Business Admin Center.
Yeah, well,
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
TSBA.
One thing that I do like that they brought out for that's different from the Skype for Business Admin Center is bringing in the links directly to the, you know, call quality dashboard and the analytics, right? So before it was a bit hidden, so now it's more of forefront, so you can get access to it. All right, thanks everybody for joining the session, and we'll see you on the next one.
See ya.
See ya.